Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa huwa al-wahidul qahhar. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ummah with the names Al-Qadir and Al-Muqtadir. Al-Qadiru and Al-Muqtadiru. These are both attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qadiru means the powerful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has all the power. Al-Qadir means the one who has all the power. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do everything and to do anything without any kind of hindrance or restriction or an obstacle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do anything and everything. That is the meaning of Al-Qadir. Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir and Al-Qadir all have very similar meanings. And so for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has the power for everything. Now from amongst His creation, Allah has also given power to makhluk, to that which He has created. So for an example, if we look at human beings, insan also has been given a bit of power. Insan has that power, but his power is in limitation. There is restriction to it. When he is young, he can perform 20 rakats standing. He can perform a long qiyam in his salah. He can perform ruku', bowing down. He can do sujood. When he is young, he could run for miles. He could jog for a long period of time. So this is when he was young. But as he ages, then Allah takes away that qudrat, that power of his. Now he needs a chair to perform his salah. Now he can't do that qiyam. Not you, Umar Farooq. Am I talking on the wrong subject today? Oh Allah. But anyway, please brothers, don't look at Umar Farooq. Umar Farooq is an exception with his exclusion. You know, he's a very young man, mashallah. Very, very young, very strong, very fit. But just for a short period of time, he's had to sit on the chair. We won't go into his personal matter, because that is his personal matter. But he's not old. But you need people, you will find people that are sitting on chairs. They can't stand. When it's Taraweeh, they have to sit. They can't do ruku properly because of age. They can't do sujood properly because of age. Now you can't run, you can't jog. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken that qudrat, that power away from you. But Allah is Qadir. Allah has the power of everything and anything without any kind of restriction, any kind of hindrance. There is no hindrance in his power. But insan, there is limitation. Not just insan, everything in his creation. So for an example, even if we were to take Jibreel alayhi salam, how powerful is Jibreel alayhi salam? Subhanallah. An angel, very powerful, very big creation of Allah, physically big. It is said that Jibreel alayhi salam would say, I also can't descend and come down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but only if permission is given to me. If permission is given to me. My movements are only towards that which Allah has given permission. Imagine that, my respected brothers. If a person is traveling and he is young, energetic, very young, mashallah, and it's time for salah, and if he stops somewhere and he needs to do wudu, he's got all the power, all the energy, the strength, but there is no water. There is no water. So he has the power, he has the energy, he wants the water, he might even look and search for water everywhere. But he can't find water. That is his limitation. And so he will have no choice but to do tayammum, dry ablution. He will do tayammum. Another form of qudrat that Allah is very powerful is in the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the companions that are around you, sahaba-e kiram ajma'in, historically, if you look at Arabia, these were people who would fight one another. This tribal feud and civil unrest was with them for decades, for generations. One generation would fight with the next generation in revenge. So these were people, the tribes, they would fight one another all the time for decades, generations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you came, it is Allah who united their hearts. Allah joined their hearts. Allah joined their hearts. This is also the power of Allah. There is no person on the face of the earth that can convince the person in front of him only if Allah wills. If you have an opinion and you want the other person to accept that, that would be very, very difficult. But only if Allah wants that person, if Allah changes the condition of that person, his heart, the mind, only then it can change. Allah says in the Quran, even if you were to spend everything of this dunya, the wealth that you have, you still can't change the mindset and the heart of an individual. That power is also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Qadir. That is why if you look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi was very eager. He was very eager for people to embrace Islam. This da'wat is not in the ummah. Da'wat, today unfortunately we don't do da'wah. How many people do da'wah? How many people actually go and speak to the non-Muslims and talk to them about Allah with hikmat, with wisdom? We speak about everything of this dunya, but we don't speak about Iman and Islam. The shaitan has deceived us and he has put us in our own cocoon and we are closed and we are cheerful and we are happy with what we have. And only when you die you realize, Ya Allah, my stay in this dunya, it would have been better if I knew what was the truth, but there were veils that shaitan had put. But the real mission, of course, if you look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا. Maybe you will want to kill yourself, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if these people were not to bring iman. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that level of efforts that comes from a Nabi. Like I said today in Jumu'ah, one man who stood up, Ibrahim, with a mission. I'm going to take on my community. I'm going to take on my nation. I'm going to change people. One man. Inna Ibrahima kana ummah, Allah says. Powerful man. These are the works of Anbiya, brothers. So today we are very reserved when it comes to doing the good works, the real works, which is actually sitting and talking and looking into the eye of a person and saying to him, you know, brother, you know, I get people knocking on my door and they say, hello, how are you? It's a nice, hot, lovely day. And your good name is, and you tell them and they say, you know, there is so much difficulty in this world and we want peace and we all want peace. And they strike a dialogue with you. Ajib. You know, ajib. And I said this, you know, I think many sessions back. I was once walking in the town center and this lady, very old, frail, burhi, old lady, she dropped a few cards. And when I noticed she's an old lady, so I picked it up for her and she put her hands on my shoulder and said, my son, thank you very much. Very old lady. Have you got a few minutes to spare for this old lady? Koi hota waha masjid ka musalli to kehta mauli sahab aurat ke saath guftagu kar raha hai. You know, we have such a shallow mind nowadays. You know, ajeeb, you know, our people are also funny, you know. But alhamdulillah, you know, you please Allah Pak. You know, if you worry about the world, you won't live. You do what you want, as long as you please Allah, don't worry. Izzat and zillat is in the hands of Allah. Izzat and zillat, don't do it for people, do it for Allah. Who you are is who you are. You understand? So, Allahu Akbar. I said, of course I have many minutes for you. An old lady, she was shivering. She goes, my son, your savior is Jesus. You look like Jesus, you know, you have a beard. Your savior is Jesus. And I said, you know, out of respect, she's an old lady, frail, weak woman, mashallah. You know, talk, make her happy, you know. So she was giving me da'wat. And I'm just looking at her, full of admiration. Allahu Akbar. Can you find a very old Muslim man, very old, frail man today, standing somewhere in any part of the world and taking time out and just to say, my brother, have you heard of Allah Pak? Do you know who Allah is? You heard of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, something very simple with love and affection. You know, you're not there fighting. If you don't believe in Allah, you go to Jahannam. That's not Islam. That's not Iman. With love and affection. She's inviting me and I, you know, spoke to her and then I gave her invitation also and I says, you know, you are like my mother, grandmother. But believe me, I am a man who loves Jesus. I love Jesus. I have family members who are named after Jesus. But you have to love Prophet Muhammad. Oh, I love him also. No. That is different. It's not about just loving him. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so my respected brothers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wah to the people. And this is what Allah said. He was so eager that they should all embrace Islam, all of them, day and night. When he came home, the wife would say, Nabi of Allah, are you okay? What has upset you today? One thing only. My people, if they could understand what is right and what is wrong, one thing, one fikr in the mind, they will go to Jahannam, they will die, they will go towards Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to console him, revealed the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, don't despair from the mercy of Allah. You are not the one who gives hidayat. Allah is alim, Allah is qadir. It is Allah who gives hidayat. It is Allah who gives guidance. Your duty is to admonish, to advise, to give good advice, to invite, to talk to people. Worry not. But again, here we see that it is Allah who changes the condition of a human being, changes the condition. That is also Allah who is Qadir, the most powerful. You know, you don't have an injection that, if you take that injection, is going to change your opinion. Or a medication that you take it in and is going to change your mindset. You know, it might give you some kind of relief from pain, or that you want to sleep and things like that. But to change the condition of your heart, to change the condition of your mindset, that comes from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Insan, the Arabs, for them, the camel was the most precious commodity. You know, camel. They would sit, they would sleep, they would befriend the camel, they knew the camel. And the power of the camel was such that it would walk for miles, it would cover many, many miles in the heat, it would not get tired. And with little water, it will cover many, many miles for days. And it can even save your life, because they say that in the hump of a camel there is water, cold water. So Allah Pak is saying, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ إِنسَانِ. Don't go far away. Look at the camel, how Allah has created. That is the Qudrat of Allah. Allah is saying, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Look at the heavens, how Allah has lifted up everything that is above you. Today you look at some of the high towers and buildings and we get excited. Subhanallah. But look at the skies that Allah has put right above in the heavens. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ. Allah is saying, look at the mountains. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put down the mountains. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. And how Allah has flattened the surface, the earth for you. What is the lesson? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, like the camel, be like a camel. A camel will benefit others. A camel will benefit others. For very little. But it will benefit others. And then Allah Pak is saying, look above the heavens. A Muslim in this dunya, his aim and his goal should be very high. His aim should be very high. His aim should be high. And I'll explain to you why. But Allah is saying, if your aim and your goal is very high, then at the same time you also need iman like the mountains. Have an iman which is unshakable. Have your iman like the mountain which is unshakable. Can you shake the mountain? No. Have that unshakable iman. And then when you have that unshakable mountain, there are two things which Allah does not like. One is hypocrisy and one is takabbur, pride. Allah is saying, look how I have flattened the earth. You also be humble when you live in this world. Be humble. This is humility, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That is why if you look at the salah, the progression of salah, there is a great lesson. In the beginning a person is standing. But the more he gets closer to Allah, you see his posture changing. So he is very close to Allah when he is in ruku. And the closest to Allah is when he is in sujood. So if you look at salah, the progression of it, you're standing up. But then the last amal of it is that you are in sujood. The last action is that you are in sujood. So this is the humility. Now why should you aim for something which is very high? If you understand that Allah is Qadir, that Allah has the power for everything and anything. So when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't think that Allah has any limitations. Don't think that there is any restriction for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So something which is impossible for you and I, it is not impossible, aliyadhu billah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a lot of people come to me and say, Mauli sahab, you know, I want to get married to that lady, we are compatible, mashallah, same family, but the father does not agree, the father does not agree, the mother does not agree, we have an issue, you know, what can you give us, what amal should we do? Subhanallah, what is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Put your concern in front of that who is Qadir. Put your concern in front of that who is Qadir. Wake up for tahajjud. If you are so serious that you want something, if you are so serious that you want something, then wake up for tahajjud. Wake up for tahajjud and put your matter in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you desire and will give you what you want. Because He is Qadir. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said to him that we will not allow you to speak to people and invite them towards Tawheed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, put the sun to my right hand and the moon to my left hand, even then I will not stop. Even then I will not stop. That is, subhanallah, understanding the mighty name of Allah, because everything happens by the one who is Qadir. The one who is Qadir. Another name of Allah with Al-Qadir in Asma'ul Husna is Al-Muqtadir. Al-Qadirul Muqtadir. Now what is Muqtadir? Muqtadir, very same but a slight difference. Qadir means Allah has the power to do everything and anything. And Muqtadir means that He has the power to do everything and anything, and He also has the authority of everything and anything. In Urdu we call it Iqtidar. What do we call it? Iqtidar, authority. Now just to give you an example for us to understand, a man has the power to break this door or any door. So you have the power to break the door, but he has no authority to break the door. You have the power, but you don't have the authority, because if you break the door, you might be breaking the law. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir and Muqtadir. He has the power, He can do whatever He wants, and He has the full authority. He has the full authority. Brothers, do you understand the subtle difference? Iqtidar. And another meaning the ulama have mentioned, that Allah has the full authority over everything. But in dunya, Allah has also given that authority to human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding people, be careful, don't abuse the authority that I have given you, because there is no greater authority than my authority. So for an example, a husband should not abuse the power, the authority that he has, and should not make life difficult for the wife. The wife should not make life difficult for the husband. The father has the power, and he should not make life difficult for the family members. A friend for a friend, community for community, brothers for brothers. So whatever power you have to discharge that rights and the due that is unto you. You have to give that. But you cannot abuse the system. You cannot abuse the system. Because it is a reminder, Allah is saying, remember, I am Al-Muqtadir. If a teacher is teaching and there has been an incident with one child, that does not mean that the teacher starts picking on that child all the time. You're abusing the power that Allah has given you. What are you doing? You're abusing the power that Allah has given you. So you have to be very, very careful. That your heart has to be clean. That whatever you do, it has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is very, very important. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an was angry, and he was slapping his slave. from behind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, I'lam ya Aba Mas'ud, I'lam. Oh Aba Mas'ud, stop, stop, bay. And so he didn't know who it was. He was angry. And then he looked back, it was Huzur alayhi salam, and he stopped. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is your slave, you have the power over him. Remember, Allah is more qadir over you. Allah has a greater authority over you than your power that is over this slave. Be very careful what you're doing. As in, Allah is more qadir than what you are doing. Ajib. This is the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a man who came to Huzur alayhi salam and he started complaining, O Nabi of Allah, you know, I have a few slaves and I teach them what to do. But all the time they do things that are wrong. All the time they do things that are wrong. And I get very angry. Sometimes I feel like hitting them. They are young and this is what they are doing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asking Allah's Nabi that how many times should I forgive them? How many times should I forgive them? Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said, you should forgive them as many times as you would like Allah Pak to forgive you. What did he say? You should forgive them as many times as you would like Allah Pak to forgive you. Subhanallah ilazim. So understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muqtadir. And the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just wanted to very quickly put in front of you. In the last session, we talked about one surah, which was Surah Ikhlas, which talks about the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Surah Kawthar talks about the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, the qudrat, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Kawthar. As ibn Wa'il, one of the enemies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would frequently meet up with the mushrikeen of Makkah and he would speak to them and he would say to them that you people should not panic because the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will soon come to an end. What we see is that he has no male offspring. He has no male offsprings. He has no children. So when the children have passed away, when he departs from this dunya, his message automatically will also be closed. So you don't worry. You should not worry because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has no male children. And he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is abtar. He is going to be cut off. He is going to be cut off. And in another narration it says, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his sons passed away, Abu Lahab was rejoicing at the death of the son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came to the mushrikeen and he said, worry not, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has no progeny, no lineage, and he is cut off. And he is cut off. Soon he will be unheard of and unknown. So we don't have to work hard. And so he said that Muhammad is abtar, al-iyadhu billah, al-iyadhu billah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this very short surah, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are your enemy, they will be cut off. Those who are your enemy, they will be cut off. As in, their lineage will be cut off. They will be unheard of. They will be unknown. That is why some of the Mufassirin have mentioned, anyone who has disrespected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then somewhere along the line what happens is that the progeny does not continue. The lineage does not continue. It will cut off. So there will be no lineage for that person. The one who has dishonored Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this would also mean for someone to falsely make a mockery of hadith and also falsely make a mockery of the Quran. This is also very, very dangerous. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one whole chapter, Inna a'atayna kal kawthar, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have blessed you and granted you the pond of kawthar, the pond of kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. You continue to pray for Allah and do your qurbani, your sacrifice. Now what is the pond of kawthar? This is a gift that is given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi, when he went for Mi'raj, he saw this beautiful pond. The water of it was completely white. The soil was of mushk. And the water was very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Very beautiful pond. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel, this river, this pond, subhanallah, Jibreel said, O Nabi of Allah, this pond belongs to you. It is Nahre Kawthar, given to you as a gift. It is given to you as a gift. It is given to you and your ummah. It is for your ummah also, but it is given to you. That is why Allah says, we have given you Kawthar. That is Nahre Kawthar. And it is beautified by domes of hollow pearls. It is beautified by domes of hollow pearls. All around the boundary, there are domes of hollow pearls around it. And the scene is very, very beautiful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described this. And he was informed that anyone who drinks from this water will never ever feel thirsty again. On the day of Qiyamah, one section of Kawthar will be pulled out from Jannah towards Mahshar. It will be pulled out from Jannah towards Mahshar, the zone of resurrection. And for the people of your ummah, those who are thirsty, you will give them the water and there will be cups available for them to drink from this Kawthar. And exclusively it will be for this ummah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Angels will be guarding it. And those who don't have the identity of this ummah, they will be pushed away. They will, no, you can't, go out. You can't, no, go out. Yes, you can. And how will that identity be visible? By the signs of wudu. By the signs of wudu. The forehead will have nur, the hands will have nur, and the feet will have nur. And these are the athar of wudu. Ghurram muhajjalin, in the hadith it comes. So there will be nur on the face, nur on the hands and the feet. And when they see this nur, they'll say, this man is from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let him come and drink. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. For those who have been from amongst the innovators and those who have mocked sharia and have caused harm to this deen, they will be denied and they will be rejected. Even if they are from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the bid'ah they were doing, or they did something against sharia which is unaccepted, they will be pushed out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from bid'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we continuously follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a nutshell, my respected brothers, this surah is very powerful. It talks about the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two rulings are mentioned even for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is salah and one is qurbani. One is salah and one qurbani. And the blessings that Allah has given Huzur alayhi salam, Nahre Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar, and those who are your enemies, they will be destroyed, they will be defeated, they will be unheard of, and they will be unknown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa taba'alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Brothers, for a few minutes, inshallah, if you can shut your eyes and concentrate and imagine that your heart that is beating is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called muraqabah, and it is a very powerful way for purification of the heart. And so close your eyes and inshallah let your heart call out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله from next week the program will be after Isha.